My name is Spencer Jackson. I am 14 years old.
My name is Christian Beyer. I'm 14 years old.
My name is Alonzo Kitt. I am 15 years old.
We interviewed Debo.
Debo.
On July 2nd, 2015.
37 years old. I was born in 77. I was born in Broadhead Manor on the west end of Pittsburgh, in the projects. But I had a pretty good childhood. I have two brothers and two sisters, and we're very close. When I was a kid, my goal was to be a football player. I would have liked it to go a little bit harder in school, because that's the reason I didn't play football, because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do in high school. So I ended up having to get my GED. I was a friendly guy. Had sort of some problems in high school because of Langley at the time was merged. The people from the west end of Pittsburgh and the north side of Pittsburgh went to school together. So that was a problem. The neighborhood went down within the past 15 years. It just seemed like there's nothing in Sheridan no more. There was a lot more stuff going on in here, and it was a lot better, safer neighborhood back then. There's nowhere to shop. There's no shopping center. It used to be a food land. The look of the neighborhood just went down drastically. The worst day of my life is when my best friend got killed up the street in front of Molly O's. His name is William White, and we called him BJ. We always had each other's back. He was always there for me, and I always was there for him, no matter what. Even if we were mad at each other, could nobody do nothing to him or to me, we still was there for each other. It just made me appreciate family and friends more. You take that sort of thing for granted. You think someone's going to always be around or be with you, and you know, when he was gone, it was like, wow, I'll never see him again. So now I keep my circle and my family real close. First day I opened this up was the best day of my life. I felt successful. When I started working for different people, just for some reason, I wanted to do my own thing. So I guess in a way, it inspired me to get my own business. The money issue was one of the things, getting the money. I had to save, like I had the building for a year before I got open, because I had to work and save to buy everything that I needed in the shop. That was hard, but the support-wise, I don't know. It's just the community. It took me a minute to be here. Like, it took me 5 years for people to really start supporting and coming in here. Few people came, but I thought it would jump, but it didn't work that way. When I first wanted to open this business up, people told me that when you first open a business, it takes from 2 to 5 years before you to really see anything. But I'm thinking, not for me, but end up being that way. My mom inspired me. She just always been my backbone and always told me that, because when I thought that this wasn't going to make it, she kept letting me know that just keep sticking with it. And I stuck with it, and it's making it. Just stay in school. Education is the key. It was a little harder for me because I didn't. My goal is to at least have a few of them in Pittsburgh. Right now, my goal is just to remodel this one and get this one so that everyone will come here, not just the people in the community. Don't give up. Just keep trying. Nothing comes easy. Nothing good comes easy. Keep doing what you guys are doing and stay in school. Like I said earlier, anything worth something don't come easy. You got to go hard.